Celebrations are going to be held to highlight how successful Norfolk schools have been at reducing their carbon footprints. The National Trust teamed up with almost 400 schools in the county to reduce emissions. The five-year programme has meant those emissions have been reduced by an average of 14% per school. Cherish Watton, a former Dereham pupil, has been so inspired by the programme that she's set up her own eco-consultancy, and Cherish joins us on the line now. Good evening.
Good evening.
And this is a good news story, isn't it? Because it appears across the board schools are managing to reduce how much energy they use.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, the programme is also about empowering young people that they can make a difference to how much energy their school uses. And it's shown that schools who kind of participated in the programme actually used 14% less energy than those schools who didn't take part. And it shows that the real power which young people can have.
So typically then, how can students impact on this with their schools and help reduce the energy?
Well, typical things that would be done as part of this programme would be something called a Big Switch Week, which is where for 1 week the whole school would focus on saving energy. So that might be from turning off monitors to turning off lights to looking at the heating. So there's a whole variety of things that they do, which is concentrated in a 1 week where I was involved at Dereham Sixth Form, there was a reduction in energy of 10% just in 1 week. And after that, people are more conscious of how they can save energy and then how it can kind of carry on and be embedded in the whole school.
And school students are very keen on this, are they? I mean, is it something that everyone wants to get involved in?
Well, I felt it was certainly a very exciting programme to be involved in. It was something completely different to something I'd done before, and you learn such a lot from being involved. It's not just learning about the science and the environmental side, but it's also about developing your teamwork skills, how you motivate the schools, so all the kind of communication side and problem solving and sort of your higher order thinking skills. It's a key way for, I think, students to develop their skills and actually develop confidence, sort of giving presentations to the whole school about how to save energy, to talking, say, to governors, to their head teachers. We heard from Alderman Peel School today how they have a group of students who are the eco police who go around and see how much energy different classrooms are using in the school.
Well, I wonder, Cherish, whether it is a generational thing and that young people are more attuned to saving energy and to being more eco-friendly than old fogies like me.
I think maybe that it is perhaps more on the agendas of young people. I think especially in Norfolk and Suffolk, where we are leading in the green economy, that actually young people got so much exciting things happening on their doorstep, from the Sheringham Shoal Wind Farm to sort of all these exciting things that are going on with renewable energy. And actually they're at the centre and the heart of it. And actually for many it will hold their careers in sort of years to come. And it's such a lot you can learn from it. The kind of skills are so transferable to any career you go into. I mean, I was involved in the programme at Northgate High School and Dereham Sixth Form, and I'm going to be studying history at Cambridge next year. And actually, you don't have to be, say, just an environmentalist or a geographer. You can actually have people from a variety of different kind of subjects, from history to art, being involved and really inspired by sort of programmes such as this.
Are you going to make your career in this area? I mean, you've already gone a long way towards that. Tell us about your eco-consultancy.
Following being involved in the eFutures programme, I set up my business as a young eco-consultant during my gap year, which basically sees me evaluate different energy and environmental programmes from a young person's perspective and actually develop programmes which see the links between the environmental work and the enterprise opportunities which can take place at school. So I've worked quite closely with Norfolk County Council's Environmental and Outdoor Learning team based at Holt Hall on programmes such as this. And I think from this whole process you just learn such a huge amount from working with lots of different people.
Well, Cherish, we wish you well and congratulations to all the schools involved. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Cherish Watton, who's a Dereham High School sixth former. It's 10 to 6. This is Radio Norfolk. Have you ever sat?